Brad's will, they play great.
Okay, a couple of seniors here. Everybody's left defensive tackle, Pat Gamble. Everybody's right quarterback, Justin Thomas. We'll open it right up for questions.
For both of you, what was it like? This was your last game here at Bobby Dodd. And kind of the emotions of that kind of thing.
Pat, if you want to start.
Man, it was – I took it all in. You know, I took it all in. I tried to, you know, take it a step at a time, man. But, you know, you definitely feel it when you know it's your last time playing Bobby Dodd. You know, last time going out in front of the fans, running out behind the rec, you know. You know, I don't know, man. It's just – it's a bittersweet feeling. It's a bittersweet feeling.
Oh, I mean, I tried to approach it just like it's any other game. You know, I didn't want to come in thinking about – you know, this is, of course you're thinking about it, it's the last one, but at the same time, you want to go out there and make sure you execute and do all those things. So, I mean, it was fun, though. It was, you know, great. Last one, we went out with a win. You know, we had a lot of great memories in the stadium. You know, did a lot of good things throughout our career, and, you know, it was a great moment.
Defense just kind of showed last week you started the turnover momentum and it carried over to this game. How big were those plays?
Oh, they were very big. They were very big. We needed it, especially down here when Lawrence returned for a touchdown. So we made the plays that we needed to make when it was time to. You know, we didn't fold. You know, I think that helped us a lot to get the win.
Justin, do you have any idea how Clinton Lynch gets so wide open so often?
I guess it's I mean, the way the play is set up is for him to, you know, we expect him to make a play. You know, it's usually one-on-one, and he wins those one-on-one matchups. So, I mean, that's all credit to him. He finds a way to do it and get open, and you know, I'm not complaining. It's helping me out.
I know you guys have to enjoy
this
win today, but as seniors, how long does it take before you start thinking about next week and playing Georgia one more time now?
I mean, for me, I think about a Monday when we come in and watch film. You know, I'm going to, you know, relax and, you know, enjoy the day and tomorrow. And Monday, you know, just like any other week, back to business.
Yeah, just like Justin said, Monday, come in, it's a whole new week, you know. Treat your wins like your losses, you flush them, move on. And we got a big test ahead, you know, playing Georgia, state championship game at Georgia. So it's going to be hype. Just ready to go get a W.
Justin, can you put your finger on kind of what was going on offensively, and especially in the first half? You guys just were not in sync, or you know, plays were missing. Guys were getting pitched to or blocked. I guess your coach said it just seemed like it was kind of you get a couple yards and then just kind of go haywire.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really execute very well, you know, the whole first half in the running game. Really, we didn't do it that good in the second half either. We had a big play where Marcus scored on a long run, and Quay did too. But we didn't get those drives like we usually, you know, just try to kill the clock. So it kind of opened up a little bit when we threw the ball and got us on the other side of the field, and it kind of backed them up. So it's just we got to go in next week, you know, watch the film and pick out, you know, the areas where we need to execute better. That's all it boiled down to is our execution on my behalf too, you know, very first play. It wasn't good, so we just got to come in next weekend and lock in.
Had the obviously
struggle
keeping them off the field, but in the third quarter, especially right after the fourth and one was missed by the offense, it seemed to wake the defense up. Did you notice that, and did pick you guys up the rest of the game after you got that stop?
Yeah, Coach Johnson came in the locker room, you know, basically told us what the time position was. You know, we knew we had to play better on third down and, you know, really bring our own energy to the game. Definitely helped us out a lot, you know, coming out in the third, getting stopped, you know. So, you know, we all just got to keep going.
What's going on that short field possession? That we only missed field goal, and then after that, you guys seem to really turn it on.
Yeah, man. Whenever you keep them scoring some points like that, man, it's always a good feeling. Then we get an offensive chance to score, and, you know. And when you leave points, when you get points off the board, you know, you get a chance to win, so. That's like a turnover to us.
Can you tell that Matt Johnson was getting rid of a little quicker? He was throwing off his back foot some as the game was going on?
Yeah, man, we got some pretty good pressure all game, I believe. Got some hits on them. Now I think the thing got in his head a little bit, hopefully, you know, and that's what you want to do. But, you know, it definitely was a short pass in there, getting to the, running to the football. But, yeah, I feel like we had a good job getting pressure, and, you know, I think we affected the QB like we should.
Justin, in the first half, the wind was really howling when you guys were going towards the north end zone. Did that affect your ability to throw the football? I mean, it seemed like Coach, he didn't have a lot of plays, but you guys weren't really trying to throw until the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the only one that really affected was the one to Ricky that was on the post. It kind of got away from me. And I was trying to throw it outside, and it kind of drifted to the middle. So that was the only thing. And Ricky made a heads-up play just going to try to break it up.
Justin, what happened on that first play? And Coach Johnson said maybe you might have been a little bit rusty after not playing last week. I was wondering if you felt your timing was a little bit off on the option plays.
Yeah, it was something different that we had did, but it was the guy that was blocking Clint, he was kind of on the same level as me. So he looked like the guy, the pitch back. So, and, you know, it happened and can't do nothing about it now, but it's just something that I have to lock in and know my people and know what they're supposed to know what they're doing.
And did you feel maybe a little rusty, your timing was off after not playing last week? Just interrupted your rhythm?
Not really. I just, like I said, not focusing, not being dialed in. And I knew I sent him in motion. He's supposed to be going to block. When I seen him out there, I should have known he wasn't the pitch guy.
Anything else for these folks?
Hey, you put a hit on him, and I think it was the second before, and you guys got up and you kind of had you on the back. What happened in that exchange?
He's just like good hit, you know, just playing the game, man. You know, just playing football, having fun. You know, it's all a part of the game, and you just congratulate me on a good hit. That's all.
And when you guys had the pick six, how you were on the place on the field? The defense total of like 80 players. How gassed were you guys at that point? It must have been a good play.
Whenever you run that many plays, you're gonna be gassed, especially at the end of the game. You know, so. We're trying to think about it, man. We're trying to take a play at a time, series at a time. And, you know, we knew we had to get a stop. We had to get a stop to really get to solidify the game. So, and we did that.
Justin, can you talk about Quay's long run? You got down and kind of directed him a little bit, it looked like, and you threw a block at that very end too. It was kind of funny to see you catch up with him and then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen him cut back, so I figured, why not, you know, go throw a block or lead him in the end zone? So, just trying to give, you know, every play. That's all.
Anything else? Okay, thanks, fellas.